Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so awesome. I want to thank you for all the awesome responses that we're getting, and it was so awesome to have some visitors come up to the Prayer Mountain. Awesome, awesome, possum. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and I am so excited all that God is doing. So don't forget, if you have not visited our website, but you need to. We have drama presentations. We have some upcoming ones. The Book of Ruth. We do Elvis. Do you know that we do an Elvis production? Yeah, it's called Elvis Gets Saved. And we do another one called The Fourth Wise Men. And we do another one. What is the other one that we do? He is Risen. He is Risen, The Fourth Wise Man, Elvis, an Elvis production. It's really awesome. And The Book of Ruth. My goodness, how could I forget that? And I am so excited. And the reason we are doing these productions, so maybe you're out there, maybe you're gifted to do acting. The Lord really put in my heart probably about 15 years ago to prepare for Christian films because our stories are for God's glory. So let me just give you really quick story here. A couple came up to pray, and they were in the Mary and Martha cabin. And at that time, I didn't have my little coffee shop open yet at the Prayer Mountain. So I said, you know what, let's just make them a craft of coffee, and I'll take them some cups in the morning, and we'll make sure they have their coffee because everybody loves coffee in the morning, or tea. So anyway, I go to take them the craft, and, you know, I'm trying not to disturb them, but I want to make sure because they said they loved coffee the night before. So I wanted to make sure they had their coffee and their cream and their sugar and blah, 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 blah. So I took them their coffee, and the gentleman, the husband, is sitting outside on one of the tables right outside the Mary and Martha cabin, and he goes, excuse me, Dr. Luana, can you have a seat? And I go, no, I'm not here to disturb you. I'm just bringing you and your wife your coffee. He goes, no, I want to hear your story. Tell me about your story. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll be right back. And I ran over to the office, grabbed one of my books, A Mother's Story, and I ran it back to him. And his wife came out of the little cabin by that time. And she said, yeah, did he ask you to tell you? I said, well, I'm going to tell you what. I try not to bother anybody that's praying at the Prayer Mountain. But here's my story, and here's my book. Take it. It's yours. It's a gift. So I gave him the book. And all day long, we were working around the Prayer Mountain, doing all kinds of things. And all of a sudden, the next day, the husband and the wife are running. I'm on my tractor, believe it or not. I drive a tractor. So I'm on my tractor, and all of a sudden, I see them waving because I can't hear them. The tractor's so loud. And I'm leveling off some ground and, you know, repairing some of the roads on my tractor. And because I am a farm girl, I come originally from Colorado, in case you're wondering. So all of a sudden, they're waving their hands. Hey, and they're trying to get my attention. And so I ride my tractor over there and I shut off my tractor. I said, are you okay? And they said, and they had my book in their hand. And they go, do you know who we are? And I said, I felt like it was a trick question. I thought, no. And they go, you don't have any idea who we are? I said, no, sir. I said, my secretary took your name and we book people and I try not to bother. He goes, you have no idea who we are. I said, no, sir. I've said, I'm sorry. And if you're famous, I'm really sorry. I don't watch TV. I don't watch regular TV. I said, I'm sorry. He goes, no. He said, do you know Fireproof, da-da-da? And he started naming all these Christian movies. I said, well, I've heard of those movies. He said, you know what? My wife and I work in Hollywood. And we work in the movie industry. And we are film producers and directors. And I said, you're kidding me. I said, that's awesome. And they said, you know what? Your book, we read your book. This, what are you going to do with this book? I said, I can't believe you said that. I said, the Lord told me a while back that I was to prepare for Christian movies. So I built a television studio here at the Prayer Mountain, and we are practicing in acting, and we have a small team that has been working on doing these different productions so we can get them used to just acting in the camera. He goes, I'm telling you what, he said, this book is amazing, and your story, oh my gosh, a murdered husband, two children fighting through cancer, and he was going on and on. He said, we'd like to help you with this, and we were here to help and serve you to be able to put this movie out. And I just went, wow. Well, 3 weeks later, another gentleman, awesome guy. This guy was big. He was like, 6'4", big black gentleman, real strong muscles, you know. Him and his wife, you know, they came up. I think they even had one of their teenage kiddos with them. I think the kid was probably 18 or 17 or something like that. And so it was kind of funny. They said, excuse me, can you take our picture? And there, I have these six little prayer grottos. They're like little prayer closets. So they're very small. Like, I don't want to say a little doghouse, but a little bit bigger than a doghouse. But they're prayer grottos is what they are. So he gets in this prayer grotto. He goes, honey, come here. So then his wife gets in the prayer grotto. And then he goes, come here. And he calls his daughter into the prayer grotto. So they are all squashed like little sardines. So here they are, all three of them squashed in this little prayer grotto. He goes, here's my phone. Well, on the wall of my prayer grotto, I have Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. And everything, give God praise. He goes, make sure you get that scripture behind. So I'm taking the picture of them, and they got big old smiles. They're there for a day. I think they were there for two or three days to pray. And then later on, he says, you know what? This is just amazing. This is a great place. And he goes, so what's your upcoming vision? And I said, well, hopefully to do Christian films. That's our goal in the future. And he goes, oh, my goodness. He said, I am a light engineer. I am a light engineer, and I work in Hollywood. Let me know. I'm a Christian. I love God. I'm born again. My wife and I, we would be honored to help you in any way we can. I could not believe it. Tell me that God is not setting this whole thing up. Okay, here we go now. Now, 3 weeks later, after that, here comes this other guy. I was having trouble with our studio. We had set up our studio, and I didn't know how to do some of the computer stuff. And, you know, and he's a really nice guy, and his mother was a preacher, and I had heard about him, so I called, and I said, hey, Candu, can you come and maybe just help me put this together? I'll pay you for your time. So he comes to the studio, and by golly, he is a sound engineer. I could not believe it. So I told him our vision. He said, so what's your vision here, Dr. Juan? What are you going to do? I said, well, Lord be willing, our next goal is to do Christian films. He goes, did you know I'm a sound engineer? I said, no, you're kidding me. He goes, yeah, let me know if you need help. I'll be here to help you. So here you got the light crew. You got the producer. You got an editor. You have the audio, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it's all by faith. This whole thing is by faith. And so maybe you have a gift of acting. Make sure you're saved, because we'd hate to fire you before you get hired. We love you, but you know, I really believe that I want to do films that really sincerely tell our story. And if you heard last week sometime where Tom's story was so powerful, a heroin addict, crystal meth, on the street, homeless, doing drugs, pushing a cart, eating out of trash cans, sleeping on the ground barefooted in the middle of the road, in the middle of the sidewalk, unbathed, unclean, just a wreck, out of his mind completely. His mind, they tried to get him on all these kinds of medication. But today he's saved, born again, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, on fire for Jesus, and clothed and in his right mind. So all of these stories are for God's glory. And the world needs to know why. Because Revelation says they took the land by the blood of the Lamb and the power of their testimony. So when we do these films, our goal is to give God glory, to tell everyone that Jesus still saves souls and he still delivers. Amen? Amen. Whew. Well, now to get back to my sermon, it's called Pure Gold. Pure gold. You know, the Bible is so much truth, and truth is so important for you and I. Knowing truth, I'm telling you, it'll save your bacon. Cover to cover, truth to truth. You know, but what good is it if you know the truth and you don't apply it? You know, if you don't apply it in your life, you don't apply it to your life, you know, it's in vain. You become a hearer only and not a doer of the word. And then the Bible says, when you do that, you deceive yourself. You know, I have been looking over the life of Job. And yes, some of you may be able to relate a little bit with Job, but really in some way or another. But when you read Job's life, I am just in awe at Job's life. And, you know, these are the thoughts of Job in the midst of his situation. So let me tell you, the devil was looking for someone to test. The devil went before God and he said, and the Lord said, where have you been? And he goes, to and fro, walking upon the earth. And then all of a sudden, I can't believe, then God says, well, have you considered my servant Job? It's like, oh, Lord, I love you, but please don't tell the devil to consider me, please. But I do believe that's happened a few times, and I'm sure that it's happened a couple times to you. Well, all of a sudden, we read where Job is attacked completely. All of a sudden, let me read to you. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around and about him, around his household and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you. You, and he'll curse you to your face. Oh, my goodness, Satan is mocking God right there. That's in Job chapter 1. Oh, but then the Lord says something to Satan. Got to read this. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that Job has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And when the Sabaeans raided them, they took them away, and indeed they have killed the servants and with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. And while he was still speaking, another one also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. And while he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. And while he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are all dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground, and he worshiped, and he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job did not sin, nor charge God with any wrong. Wow. How many do you know that have hit a bump in the road and have said, and this is what I get for serving God? I thought God loved me. No, 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 no. You got to understand who your enemy is. It's not God who did this to Job. The Bible says, remember John 10:10, two guns. John 10:10, that's how I want you to remember it. John 10:10. The thief comes only but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give you life more abundant. You see, God stood back for just a little bit, but he trusted Job. Why do you think that God said, have you considered my servant? In Job chapter 1, verse 8, even before all of this happened, he said, and the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him on the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? You see, God knows what's in us. And there's times where we will get tested. But you know what? I'm going to read to you a little bit about Job's thoughts. In Job chapter 23, this is like 23 chapters later, we're going to Job chapter 23, verse 5. I know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in his great power? No. But he would take note of me. There the upright could reason with him, and I could be delivered forever from my judge. Look, I go forward, but he seems like he's not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. And when he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come out. I shall come forth as pure gold. You see, in the midst of your trial, you have to understand, Job had 10 children that were killed. The only thing that the good Lord should have let the devil take, sorry, but was his wife. Why? Because his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die, Job? My word, good night. Why don't you just die? Look at you, you're a mess. You know what Job told his wife? Would you be like the foolish women? Would I be like the foolish and curse God? You know what? Job never, ever lifted his voice against God. Job lost his job. He lost his money. He lost everything. In fact, now the devil comes against his body. And many of you have heard the story. There are boils and sores all over the body of Job. Here he is, Job, sitting in the city dump with the ashes of the dump. He takes a potsherd. Do you know what a potsherd is? It's like a piece of pottery. You know how the Mexicans have those cute little ceramic pots? That's a potsherd. It's like a broken potsherd. And he's taken a piece of that. Now you got to remember, he's got boils everywhere. He's naked. He's sitting in the city dump and he's scraping the boils all off of his body. In Job chapter 2, verse 8, it said, and then he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he was in the midst of the ashes. You see, one thing he could have done is just felt sorry for himself. He could have just said, you know what, I have all these problems, good night. And he could have said, you know what, forget it, what good is it, and go get in trouble. But you know what, another thing. He said, I will survive out of this. You see, when you become a Christian, I think so many people paint a picture that you'll never go through a trial. But darling, I've been saved for 43 years, and I've been serving God with all my heart, mind, and soul. And I've had sickness come against me. I have had people betray me. I have had brokenness. My husband was killed. My husband was murdered. A single mother raising two kids. Sometimes it was only beans and rice and Jesus Christ. Hello, have you ever shook your purse in the corner trying to find the change? You ever looked into the crevice of your couch trying to find some coins so you can put some gas in the gas tank? You know, have you ever went to the cupboard to look and see if there was any food and all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, you know, it's the fifth day of macaroni and cheese? Do you understand? You see, because you get tested, you can't fall apart. You can't. The famous quote that everybody quotes, I know my Redeemer lives. In fact, it's one of the famous songs, my Redeemer lives. Do you know where that came from? That came from Job. A lot of people don't even realize. Job chapter 19, verse 25, he says, for I know that my Redeemer lives. And in Job chapter 23, verse 15, it says, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. I will trust him. You see, Job's heart was broken. He was empty. He couldn't see the light. But let me tell you something. He knew one thing. He was going to come out as pure gold. People say, oh, I know that God will bring me out after the fact. No, no, no. You know, we don't understand. Gold is refined by fire. And Malachi chapter 3, verse 3 says, and he will sit as the refiner and the purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. You know, Jesus is the refiner. And Job was a powerful man of God. And Job came out as pure gold. And if you've never read the end of Job, oh my goodness. Can I tell you what happened in Job's latter days? It's so powerful in Job chapter 42. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends, because his friends were going, my goodness, Job, what did you do wrong? My Job, you need to pay attention. Maybe you better look and find out what the heck you did to cause God to get mad at you. And the other friend said, well, you know, Job, there's no one righteous. I mean, my goodness, you got to really consider what you've done. I mean, they were going on and on and on. You know, with friends like that, who needs enemies? My goodness. But you know what? The Bible says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all of his brothers, all of his sisters, and all those had been his acquaintances before came to Job, ate food with him and in his house, and they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversaries that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the name. I won't even go there, but let me tell you something. God wants to bless you. Quit your belly aching. God wants to bless you. Quit your whining. God wants to bless you. Stop your complaining. God wants to bless you. Quit blaming God. God wants to bless you. I'm telling you, you got to hold on to the cross. You got to cling to the cross of Calvary. And I promise you, when your heart is hit, don't you dare quit, because our God is so faithful. I promise you. I'm here today on radio by the grace of God. I am a woman called of God. Do you understand how much opposition I have gotten as a woman preacher? I'm telling you. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because when God has his hand on you, God will carry you through the fire. God will carry you through the heartache. God will help you walk up the hill. And when you can't walk anymore, God will carry you all the way through. I'm telling you, you're listening to me today and your heart is broken. You feel like your whole life's falling apart. Maybe you've lost a loved one, and I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe your husband walked out, or maybe your wife walked out and left you with all the kids. Can I tell you, God loves you and you're important. Maybe you feel like throwing in the towel and you just find yourself in a bottle of wine every night. You know what? He said, no drunkard will inherit the kingdom of God. Well, you quit making excuses. Well, God made wedding wine. Wedding. No, stop it. You're becoming a drunk. Stop it. One glass of wine, maybe with your Italian dish, but nothing more. Hello. And even that you got to be careful with. Can I tell you, you have to be careful, because Jesus wants to bless your life. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you would believe in him, you know what? You'd not perish, but have everlasting life. Our God wants to give us everlasting life. Pray with me. Jesus, I am sorry for being a brat. I'm sorry for complaining. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be the rock and my refuge. Help me, Lord. Deliver me from myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, I want you to do one more step. On Sunday, get in that car. Dress warm in the wintertime. Don't worry about it in the summertime. It's gorgeous. Come up to the prayer mountain. A Church Alive is worth the drive. I care about you. I love you. God bless you. You're awesome. You're amazing. And God has something awesome for you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Join A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m. Limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. AtouchFromAbove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus.